Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have some coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll make it all the way from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. So glad to have you here this morning. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray, give you an update, and then we'll get into the Lord's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you show us grace. And we pray that as we read your word, that we would understand it. Father, we pray that we would follow after you, know your ways, and seek your face. May Jesus be more and more beautiful to us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, woke up this morning and saw in my email that I had an email from YouTube. And so if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm glad that I was able to get it up this morning. I had to struggle for about 20 minutes or so to figure out how to get it up there. So yesterday's video was marked as, well, they moved it to private. They just, they put some type of warning or something on there. And so, it's on sermon audio. It's elsewhere. So if you went to the website where this video, where yesterday's video was embedded and it said it was marked as private, YouTube did that. And, there's no way for me to change it or appeal it. I literally went to the appeal button where they said there was deceptive practices in it. I pressed appeal and it said appeal not available. So, what are you going to do? So just letting you know, if there's ever a video that's set to private, jump over to sermon audio or to Facebook. As soon as I see that, you know, I'll try to do that, but pray that maybe someone at YouTube will, I don't know why they marked it that way. They thought the good news was too good. I don't know. But well, today we are at Romans chapter 5 verses 12 through the end of the chapter. Romans chapter 5 verse 12 through verse 21. Let's go ahead and read. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, may abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from the one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift, which came from many offenses, resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many were made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this talking about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So A, what is this about? Well, this is speaking, it takes us before Adam, or before Abraham, and it takes us to Adam. Right, in chapter 4, we talked about Abraham and how Abraham was justified by his faith. But now we're going to go all the way back to Adam. And what's he getting at there? He's saying sin entered the world through that one man, Adam. And he committed the trespass. He committed the sin. And the problem is, as the old English primer said, in Adam's sin, we fell all. Right? There was a reality that all of us are represented by Adam. And in his transgression, all of us sin. The Westminster Confession of Faith talks about this as in our sinful nature, we are guilty both by representation, by his federal headship, as well as actual sins, right? Our sins that we commit, right? We're guilty both ways. We're guilty because Jesus, we're guilty because Adam is both our federal head. He's our representative. And in his fall, we fell all, right? All of us have been plunged into sin. This is what if you talk about the doctrines of grace, this is where the T comes in, total depravity, or as R.C. Sproul like to call it, radical corruption. Every area of our lives has been touched by sin. There's not any part of us that hasn't been affected by sin. Our minds have been affected by sin. Our emotions have been affected by sin. Our desires have been affected by sin. Our motivations have been affected by sin. Every area of our lives has that touch of corruption, some greater, some less. Thank God none of us as bad as we could possibly be, but the reality is that from Adam on, sinners. That was the position we were in. That's the reality, that all humanity, all mankind, forever was in that spot, and unless something changed. And so this is where verse 15 comes in. But the free gift is not like the offense, for if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. See, we needed a new representative. We needed someone who, instead of disobeying, obeyed. We needed someone who would live for us and give us a new pattern. See, this is tying back to the resurrection. Adam died, and we are all connected to him. And so in his death, we're all going to die. But in Jesus Christ, who lives, we have life. He lives forever. This is what the last part says. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you want to live forever? You got to be in Jesus. You got to have a new headship. You got to have a new person who's steering the boat. You got to have a new person that you're in. This is where this beautiful doctrine of our union with Jesus comes into play. You are united to Jesus Christ in his death and in his resurrection. And so for all those who are in Jesus Christ, there is life. But if we're still in Adam, if he's still our head, if he's still our representative, if he's still the one that is representing us, sin is still reigning in our mortal bodies. And so this is why he says, you know, verse 18, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Adam sinned, and so there was judgment. And the judgment is just and righteous because God is holy. And so the judgment against all humanity, you and myself and every generation before us, was that of condemnation. Guilty. Punishment needs to be set. Even so, though, verse 18, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Where Adam failed, Jesus fulfilled. And in Jesus' fulfillment, there is grace and there is life. And so who are you in? There's only two camps. You're either of the camp of Adam or you're of the camp of Jesus. And here it's saying, if we're in Christ's camp, if we're in him, there's life. There's justification of life. Verse 19, just in case you think that Paul was just saying this off the top of his head, and it wasn't the Holy Spirit telling us truth. He reiterates this again, leans in harder. He says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. I don't know about you, but I long to be perfectly righteous. In this life, we'll never see it fulfilled, but in Jesus Christ, I know that it's not a righteousness of my own, but it's Christ's righteousness, and that's better than my own. I can't wait till heaven, though. I can't wait until I get to experience what the Westminster Confession asks. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at their death? Believers do at their death are immediately in glory. Right? We will immediately be glorified. I can't wait. I can't wait to know what it's like to live an hour, a minute, a moment without sinful proclivities. Can't wait to be before God's throne, to see the Lamb, and to know the depths of grace and love, and to not have my heart always racked with the realities of still being physically connected to Adam, where the flesh is still struggling against the spirit. So we're going to get into tomorrow. Okay, if this is true, then why don't we just keep on sinning, right? That means we're going to get no grace more. Well, we're going to hear what the Holy Spirit says about that. What's the best verse to summarize this? Well, in my verse, in my Bible, I have verse 15 underlined. But if you're on Facebook or YouTube, let me know down in the comments, what would you underline in your Bible as the best verse to get the heart of this section? I could see you underlining a whole bunch of other verses. I'm really interested to hear what you're going to say. Well, what are we called to do in response to this? Does Christ reign in your heart? Are you united to Jesus? Do you cling to your own filthy rags? What you would consider your righteousness? Or will you cling to Christ? Will you trust in the God-man Jesus Christ? Or will you hold on to the old Adam? Sin, death, condemnation comes through Adam. But righteousness and life come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Will you go to him? Will you trust in him? Will you hope in him? Let's pray. Father, I pray for those who might not be Christians as they listen to this. I pray that they would cling to Christ. Father, I pray for those of us who have professed that we love you. We pray that we would not get sidetracked, confusing our sanctification with righteousness, but Lord, that we would cling to you, and that even as you make us more like Jesus, we pray that we would never take our eyes off Jesus Christ, that we might have hope that would endure through everything. Lord, thank you that you have paved the way of salvation, that you have earned your crown of glory, and that in Jesus Christ, you have given us life. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, I pray the Lord blesses you today. I pray that you walk in the joy that you have in Jesus Christ, and that you rejoice today and always. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.